What would you say if a frog followed you home, saying you promised to date it? I can confidently tell you that our current society would not condone that. Well, companionship. Pet, maybe. Husband, you'd have a better chance of marrying the queen.
Not that there's anything wrong with the queen.
Fairy tales can say a lot about the society they come from, and can represent a lot about our society now. We can't surely say that the era of the Princess and the Frog condoned and encouraged kissing frogs, but we can tell you other things. What kind of societal standards are you held to, and what can you do about it?
Well, we will be covering the Princess and the Frog, as we call this episode of Free Thought. Ponder, this ain't your sweet sugar-coated casual listen either. Buckle up in, folks. We're about to dive into sexism, origins, creepy fathers, and a trip through history. So your normal Tuesday.
On that happy note, we'll go on to the synopsis. The Brothers Grimm version of the story starts out with a princess who loves to play alone in the garden. She has a golden ball which she loves to throw and catch. One day, she throws the ball too high and it lands in a well. A frog offers to retrieve the ball for her if she will be his companion. She agrees, but she's so happy to have her ball back that she forgets all about the frog and goes back inside. When she's eating dinner, the frog knocks at the door, and she is so disgusted by him that she wants to break her promise, but her father tells her she can't. Later that night, the frog wants her to kiss him goodnight, but she refuses. However, when she sees how sad the frog is, she agrees to do it. Then the frog turns into a prince because the kiss broke a spell that an evil witch put on him. So basically, they live happily ever after.
The story originates from the early ages of Europe. The story is dated back to the Roman occupation. The Grimm brothers, who are credited toward the publication and writing, didn't actually write the story. The tale was passed down orally for generations. The Grimm brothers were philosophers who sought out stories, such as The Princess and the Frog, and published them as a part of a collection. The story hints at a medieval setting, as you see the appearance of castles, knights, princesses, and queens. The story also explains the backward society and the values which will be considerably questioned today. The style is also reminiscent of traditions and morals which were valued in the medieval ages. The culture also plays a part in the story as well.
We can tell you immediately that many viewpoints can be taken in this story. Depending on your own personal views, you may see two realities. A reality in which only those who are rich and beautiful can find love, sympathizing with the frog in this instance. Or a reality where the princess did not owe the frog a kiss after retrieving her favorite golden ball. You can either see a frog who didn't get his expected kiss after retrieving the princess's ball, or some creepy frog asking to get a kiss from a princess. Many people tend to see the tale in the second perspective, being more modern and found relevant in today's day and age, but most people actually tend to forget the original themes of the story, to not judge a book by its cover, and to never break a promise. Looking at these original messages, you can make better sense of what the actual purpose of the story is. Caution that if you don't judge someone or something by how they look, you may be rewarded. This tale comments on the way we judge people based on looks instead of their inner and, well, financial wealth. This story isn't about how creepy a frog is or to debate whether the frog was owed a kiss. This story is about how you shouldn't be disgusted or driven away from someone just because of how they look, especially if they just saved something very important to you. That is what the story really, really wants you to know.
The Princess and the Frog changes a lot throughout time. Some of the biggest differences are between the modern Disney version and the Brothers Grimm version. In the modern version, when Tiana kisses the frog, she becomes one herself. But in the Brothers Grimm version, he immediately turns into a handsome prince. This shows the changes in the way society views love. Around the time the original version was written, love was based mainly on looks and outward appearances. She is disgusted by the frog, but is immediately in love with the prince. In the modern version, Tiana and the prince get to know each other as frogs and accept each other for who they really are. Another big change is Tiana's feminist ideas and the fact that she works for what she wants. In the original, the princess saves the prince from being a frog, but it's still the prince who gives her a happily ever after. In the modern version, Tiana works for her happy ending and saves the prince multiple times along the way. In addition, the reverse gender roles in the modern version, for instance, the fact that Mama Odie is more powerful than the Shadow Man, and Tiana's mother is the main working figure in her family, shows a change in the way modern society views the role of women.
Throughout the story, we see subtle and important themes and symbols. While they might not be visible to the naked eye, they are present and crucial. An example is the use of golden ball. While the princess is throwing and playing with it, it is a way of expressing her wealth and nobility. We come to an impression that she is of higher class. The frog is an example of metamorphosis. It can be drawn that appearance don't define beauty and happiness. The frog is ugly and unattractive in the beginning, but he transforms into a beautiful prince. Regardless of how much she actually despises him, she sees him as he truly is and falls in love. A theme that could be present in the idea of keeping promises, as the princess almost didn't keep her promise to the frog to take him in kind. And kindness, as always, is valued. Kindness to the frog got her a handsome prince. Another thing could be presented, as the frog was always persistent and he got the girl in the end, didn't he?
As you might have already suspected, don't worry if you haven't already, The Princess and the Frog has many criticisms. The beloved story is loosely interpreted at times. A clear criticism is the feminist critic. Sexism plays a humorous part in the old tale. It's not surprising considering the time period it originated from. Let's jump into the black hole and get right into it. The princess is objectified and seen as an object, not only by the frog, but by her father as well, that command her and coerce her into making choices she otherwise despises, regardless of how comfortable she is. I mean, who wants to be told by a father and a frog to date an amphibian? She's a child, young, and no matter what, she should always have a choice. She's commanded by all the males in the story and not given one chance to refuse.
The central hopes and fears of each character are important to the lessons that this story teaches and have greater understanding of the story in which the tale takes place. Let's start with the king character. After hearing that the princess broke her promise with the frog, he immediately tells the princess to fulfill this promise and kiss the frog. The king clearly hopes that his daughter will learn honesty. He clearly fears that his daughter becomes the type of person who breaks promises. The princess, however, has much more simple intentions. She loses her ball and needs it back. Her one fear throughout the story would be the kissing, or in other stories, even being close to the frog. This is where the central fear is overcome, and the lesson is learned that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. The frog prince, being cursed by a witch, hopes to one day find someone who can overcome his curse, and fears that he will be a frog forever.
That's our podcast, Ponder.
Thank you for listening.